Okay, we left off yesterday with three biurim in the Rishonim, how to understand the din of Arev in general, and then how to understand the specifics of how a woman is Mekudeshes the din Arev. So we said the Ritva said that all of Arev is based on Hanav. There's nothing new, nothing unique about Arev. It's just a plain application of the old principle called Hanav Ki Kesef. Then we had Tosfos and Bamitzi, and a few places have the same idea that Arev is based on the Chiddush HaTorah is that Mesinas HaKesef HaPi Dibura is considered to be as if you gave the person Kesef itself. That's why conditions can work. And the Rambam had a Lagamri different approach. The Rambam says that Arev is based on the fact that you're Mechayiv Atzmo Be'er words alone. But the Rambam has a unique sheet that you can be Mechayiv yourself with Dibur as long as it's not done Derech HaSmach, but tonight, etc., as we spoke about yesterday. So we left kind of hanging the sugya that according to both the Ritva and the Tosfos, we understood exactly what's going on in the Gemara. We understood how we can extrapolate from regular Arev to Kiddushin idea Arev, but according to the Rambam, our whole extrapolation, according to the Rambam, that Arev is neither Kin and Kesef, nor is it an Asinus Kesef Yoda. It's just a Ischaivos based on Dvarim Ba'alma. How does Ischaivos spell out Kiddushin? How in the world can a woman become a Kodeshes with Ischaivos? So we weren't really sure what to do with that, and when we threw our hands up at the end of this year yesterday twice, we didn't understand how the Rambam read our Gemara, and we didn't understand how the Brisker Rav was reading the Rambam, because the Brisker Rav seemed to read the Rambam almost into the mindset of Tosfos, which we said doesn't seem to fit at all with that Rambam Hilchos Bechira. So we had a lot of problems at the end of the Shia yesterday. So we're going to put the Rambam, I would say in the back burner, but that's a little bit of a connotation. We're going to come back to it and say, I don't know how to come back. I'm not sure what to do with the Rambam. We're going to go with the other two simple approaches, the approach of Tosfos and the Ritva for the duration of the sugya. So is there any indication in the Gemara on Dav Zayin, when the Gemara Shlach Matayah back and forth pupils with Arev and Kiddushin, is there any indication which way Chazal are going? Is the Mahalach of the Ritva the more correct one, the Tosfos more correct one? Is there any rise from the Gemara itself? So the Gemara continues talking about Arev, then it talks about Eva Kenayani, it talks about other things, a lot of other things get thrown into the mix in Dav Zayin. And then finally, at the very end of the Gemara says that, by the way, V'chein Inyan Mamoina, everything that we just said about Kiddushin, the same way you can create Kiddushin through Arev and then Eva Kenayani and other mechanisms, all of the above is also valid vis-a-vis being Kona a field. You want to buy a field, so yeah, it's the same sugya. Kicha kicha, no pun intended, but kicha kicha, Mr. Ephraim. You want to buy a field, so you have to make a Kinyan Kesef. So Kinyan Kesef need not be the Kona takes cash out of his pocket and gives it to the Meicher. You can do it in all these roundabout, you know, newfangled ways. Tain mana leploini the emkol karka shali. Instead of a karka shali lach, emkol karka shali. The Gemara says it works. The Gemara says v'chein amarav right, v'chein din amamoinu. So the Gemara just is wondering why Rava felt compelled to say both of these statements. Rava on the one hand had to teach us that Kiddushin works based on Din Arev, and then Rava also told us that Mechiras Karka works based on Din Arev as well. Why did Rava have to say both? You know, we think Rava just shooting the breeze, you know, talking this, talking that. Every word that came out of Rava's mouth, every word was measured, was Sukkim Advash, the Mesh was Tufim, everything was Chabad, he's cussing himself. Rava didn't just stop schmooze around with everybody. Rava get up and he said a shiur. He have a whole shiur one day on Monday, and he gets up and he says, you can be Mekadosh and Ishtar to Arif. And then on Tuesday comes and he says, you can sell a field to Arif. So what do you need two statements? What do you need two shiurim for? It's the same thing. If you're in Davzayid and Kiddushin, and you haven't figured out yet that the rules of Kiddin Kesef, Karka, and Kiddushin are not the same, you should be including a different Masechta. So everybody knows already. If it works for Kiddushin, it works for Karka. Works for Karka, works for Kiddushin. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, no, Utsrich. We do need both. Why do we need both? So listen to the Tzrichos of the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Tzrich. The Iyash Minin Kiddushin, if Rav would have only given us a Shion Kiddushin, I would have left it up to our own imagination to extrapolate to Mamanis. No, Mishum Dehai Yisusa Nichala B'koldehu. I would have said that the standards necessary to create a Kinyan Kesef for Kiddushin, believe it or not, are lower than for Karka. My high, lower than Karka. Kiddush Lachish, Tav Resh Lachish, Tav Lemaitav Tandum Lemaitav Armalu. That a woman wants to get married, she wants to stay married, she's willing to marry somebody, maybe not the greatest catch, because she doesn't want to be alone. So therefore, the umdana is that the psychology of the woman is that she wants so much to be married, she's going to be willing to get married even without the greatest condition altogether, and she's not going to have a ring. Imagine she's going to walk down, they're going to finish, you know, what's going to happen, they're going to finish the chuppah, break the glass, someone's going to scream out mazel tov. She's going to be walking down the aisle, and this is what's going to happen. All the boys are going to be rajancing and jumping all together. That's what it used to be. And then somehow in the last couple of years, I don't know where this came from, and wherever it came from, it should go right back again where it came from, is that other members of the wedding party have decided that that's appropriate sanua to be dancing and jumping and on top of the lungs and screaming so everybody could see and hear. Very lefiani is that, a very inappropriate manner. But again, it's another time and another place, not for now. So as they are walking back, I think everybody knows what I'm talking about, as they're walking back from the... from the chuppah, so everybody says, "Ooh, where's the ring? Where's the ring?" So what does she say? Says, "The other guy got it. The other guy got it. Kedusha, not far from the base. Never mind. Pay him with plenty of kashy luck. Doesn't even have the ring." So everyone says, "Oh my goodness, what a loser! This girl, she doesn't even have a ring." So she says, "What do I got a loser? I got a wonderful husband, half a mate of Tandu, mate of Arvul. Look at my guy, Mr. Tandu. He's the greatest guy in the world." So the Gemara says, "I would say that maybe that'll fly. Maybe by kedusha that'll fly." But if you want to sell a field, imagine, I've been, you know, I'm selling my house, I've been living in this house for 50 years, I've been paying off the mortgage, and my entire life savings are in this house, and then I decided I'm going to sell the house, go run off to Eretz Yisrael, and what do? Instead of taking the money, I say, "Attain money with Melkadisha." After 50 years, I come and I tell my wife, she says, where's the big check? Where's the $1 million check we've been waiting for, our nest egg we've been waiting for? I said, "And I gave it to somebody else." I'm a shogun, crazy. We're not. Taka not. Tavl mate of Tantu, mate of Amalu is enough of a svar to say that a woman will forego her rights to her Kesef Kedushin, but no one in the world is going to forego their rights to Mamanis. So therefore, by Mamanis, maybe it wouldn't work. So that's why Rav had to say Kamashmalam. That's why we needed Rav. And by the way, the din is not only true by Kedushin, it's true by Mamanis as well. It's Adkan Devir Gemar. So let's enter into the world of Havamina for a second. The Gemara was telling us that there was a real chiluk. There was a logical distinction to say that maybe Arev works for Kedusha, maybe, and maybe for Mechira, nah, it could be. In the end, it's not true. At the end, it works for Mechira also, but one could have made such a chiluk. So I want to analyze what that chiluk would have looked like. What would this look like in terms of lumdus? Try to explain to me in terms of lumdus what that would have meant. So let's work it through. Bein Lefer Ritva, Bein Lefer Taisis. According to the Ritva, do we understand the chiluk? Does it make sense? It makes a lot of sense. Because according to the Ritva, what's the engine, what's the driving force of this entire chalais? Hana'a. So one can argue, you know, the Hana'a, is this Hana'a sufficient? This is a very, very watered down Hana'a. This is not the classic. A classic Hana'a is the woman's got a ring on her finger. The classic Hana'a is the guy's got a $1 million check from the purchaser in his account. That's classic Hana'a. Here, we're trying to substitute the regular standard of Hana'a with some very watered down Hana'a. One could argue that Nuchas Kedusha and the Halacha takes into consideration that watered down Hana'a because we have in the back of our minds Tavlamet of Tandu. Whereas in Mechira, where we don't have Hana'a, maybe we're going to insist on a much higher level of a real bona fide Hana'a, not this watered down Hana'a. So not a bit Havamin according to the Ritva. According to Tosfos, does the Havamin make any sense? Who's Havamin according to Tosfos? Arif has nothing to do with Hana'a. Arif has to do with, is it called a pidin, a maise, and a sinas akesef? An asinas akesef, a pitzivuya, is that labeled in din as an asinas akesef or nisht? So according to Tosfos, either it is or it's not. So if you're going to tell me that she's mekudeshes, then you're committing yourself to the svar that it is. You believe in the Gzeis HaKos, if you accept the Pesukim in Mishlei seriously. If you believe that there's a din of Arev by Kedushin, so Mehecha Teisei, there shouldn't be a din of Arev by Mechira. It's the same thing, it's the same Shaila. It's not a great, that's not a quantitative question of degree of amount of Hana. It's a halachic statement, either yeah or no. So the Havamin is very, very difficult according to Shita Setosis. So how do we explain away, and again, you know, we're not going to lose that much sleep on it, just a few minutes of sleep. We have to just understand what the Gemara Shach Mataya was. So what was the Svar L'chalik according to Shita Setosis? So any ideas? What can we possibly say to make this Gemara read a little bit smoother according to Taisus? Any possibilities? So one is a throwback to yesterday. Who remembers the letter? Nobody read the Brisker Rav's letter? If the Brisker Rav wrote you a letter, you wouldn't read it. It's a Gevaldik letter. It's an unbelievable letter. No, what does it say in the letter? Sakta Brisker Rav. That we usually think that there are two different Mahalchim in Kiddushi Arev, we usually think there's mice in the Sina, there's Hanah. Says the Biskarov, it could be that even the mice in the Sina people still have to fall back on Hanah. Haraya, I mean, that was the point of the Raya that we didn't quite understand, because remember, the Briskarov somehow, for some reason, was almost ignoring that Rambam Minuchas Mechira. I was viewing the Rambam through the lens of Tosfos also, that Arev is basically an Asinus HaKesav Api Tivuyo, but the Rambam, when he formulates the Nuskh of Kedushin, for Kedushin Yorav, the Rambam Parakeh Chazishas writes, he says, Rebbe Kedesh is Bahanah. He says, that, what is he not all for? So the Briskarov said, you need Hanah. Because just to call it Arev and say it is a Gzeres HaKosav, learned that from Psukim and Mishlei and Anarchi Arvenu and Maisla from Bavask and Gimel, that's going to be cute in other areas of Halacha, but it's not going to do the trick where in Kedushin, because Kedushin, it's not enough to have a Nesinus HaKesef, it's not enough to have Maisla HaKesef. We have loads of examples of Nesinus HaKesef that fall short of Kedushin. Our favorite examples, Matan Rasta Hachzer, Chalipin, Mekanesh Bemilva, all those problematic Nesinus without Hanah don't work for Kedushin. It says the Biskarov, Arev would fall into that rut as well. Arev would be just as inefficient as those three, if not for the fact that Baruch Hashem is also. So once you say like the Biskarov, that even Beshitas HaTaisus, now again, in our heart of hearts, as we said yesterday, we don't really think Taisus holds this way. Because Bali HaTaisus would never heard of this Hanah. They never read this Avnei Miluim. They weren't gairis this whole Shtickle Torah about Kesh Yesh Hanah. But if one wants to stick this in, like the Biskarov, almost sticking it into Taisus, that Taisus also buys into this to some degree, so then the Gemara makes a lot of sense now. Because what the Gemara is saying is that Arev, I can understand why it works for Kedushin, why? Because for Kedushin, it's not enough just to have Kesef. You have to have Kesef Shereish what? Shereish B'Hanah. So maybe the Hanos Arev is only good enough by Kedushin. By Mechira, you don't have that Svar, you don't have that Hanah, because you don't have the Svar of Tavlimet of Tandu. What's wrong with what I just said? You don't need it all together by Bechira. So we just built up a fake Havamim. We just made up a castle. It's called, what's the phrase called? We built a castle floating. What's it called? Castle in the air. Yeah, castle in the air. We built this Gevaltika Havamina. Ooh, by Kedushin, you need Hanah. And this is considered to be Hanah because Tavla Meit of Tandu. But by Mechir, you don't have Hanah. Good morning, you don't have Hanah. You're right, you don't have Hanah. But guess what? Not only do you not have Hanah, you don't need the Hanah. So the whole Shach, the Shtickle Torah is Dvar B'Talim. So how would the Avnei Miluim, even if the Brisker Rav's right, you know, even the Niach, like the Brisker Rav B'Das HaTaisus, it's not going to help this part of the Gemara. So we're still searching according to Taisus. So we're still looking, what is trying to come out according to Taisus? What is the added dimension of Hanah that's missing over here? So one could say a few different possibilities. So the Chodan, in our sugya, addresses this kasha. He says, according to how did Taisus, how do they read the words? How do they read the Shachar? How do they read the Havin of the Gemara? So comes Rav Chanan and says, I don't understand the Gemara according to the Ritva either. It's a good way to answer a kasha by asking another kasha we thought was Pashat. We read the Gemara according to the Ritva, we said everything's hunky-dory according to the Ritva. Everything is a question of measuring Hanah, by condition you have the Hanah, by Mechir, maybe you don't have the Hanah, Kamash Balon. What's my kasha with the Ritva? I pulled them all over your eyes. I said, according to the Ritva, everything's Gevah, everything's married according to the Ritva. Such a gewaltige chiluk l'svara. Here, there is a no, there is no a no. Come on, give me. No, come on. He has to be a kasher, by saying. He has to be a kasher. Well, you need a no to create shava kesef, right? I don't understand, says Rav Chanan. What? What do you think? So what do you say? What do you say? Whoa. Could somebody please, who remembers yesterday the smile picture? Could somebody please, I need a psychologist who's majoring in say, economics also. Anyone here? I need someone who's going for a psychology degree and also going to Sci Sims. I need a little cross-discipline. You need a new major, a joint major in YU. I need a guy to come and tell me that this smile is worth how much? One pruta. Ma'ech patli, whether this woman wants to get married to this guy who's a little nerdy or not. What's machpatli? What does it matter? Tamma made the time to time. I want to know. I don't care whether she's very happy about this or whether she's not so happy. But the guy who's selling the field, is it? I just want to know, is this worth a pruta or not? Does it have to be worth billions of dollars? Is it worth a pruta? I need some economy / psychologist / I don't know, some marriage counselor. I need some guy to come in with all his degrees and just size up the situation here and say, what we're watching and witnessing is worth a pruta. Does it have to be worth billions of dollars? That's worth a pruta. A pruta can't be worth a pruta. So I don't understand such a machar. What's the thing about purple? But Kedushin, it's good because she really wants to get married. We don't need her to really want to get married. We just have to know, is she smart? Is her smile worth a... We need a dentist here also. Is it worth a penny? That's all we need. One lousy penny. Shh, please, my husband. One lousy pruta, all we need. So what's the thing about Tupli? Oh, but Kedushin, she's willing to go the extra mile. She'll be forego on the ring. It doesn't bother because she's got to marry this guy. By Mechira, it's not true. What do you mean? What's the difference? So Zavka B'chanan, the Gemara is not pilpling about whether this is worth a pruta or not. Of course it's worth a pruta. I don't need a Gemara to tell me it's worth a pruta. Of course it's worth a pruta. But just because it's worth a pruta is not enough. It's not enough. The sheer pruta is a sheer in the mice, a kinyan. We all know, yaduah mefursim, in order for a kinyan to take place, what has to happen? What do you need? You need a mice, a kinyan. What else do you need? In order for a kinyan to take place, you need a mice, a kinyan. What else do you need? What, but that's for the Maisa Kinyan. It means the Maisa Kinyan is Kinyan Kasef. Kasef is defined by either Kash, Shavu Kasef, or Hanochi Kasef. What else do you need? What other component is necessary for any Kinyan to take place? You need Das, you need Spichazash, you need agreement. When the Gemara is pilpuling that there's maybe Kenzai, there's a Chiluk between Kedushin and Mechira, the Gemara is not questioning a Chiluk within the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is good because Hanochi Kasef, it's Hanos Pruta. But the Gemara is not so sure. Is it going to be a nice put of date tomorrow? Is she serious? Is he serious? Does a person really, truly want to sell a field for this kind of an arrangement? Is there real, true Gemara's Das or not? So it's that Rava suggested, maybe Kenzain, that by Kedusha there is Gemara's Das. Why? Now Tavla Meitav Tandu makes perfect sense. Tavla Meitav Tandu is a way of assessing not the value of the Hadar, but rather, Tavla Meitav Tandu is a way of assessing is the Gemara's Das. It's a different assessment. Tavla Meitav Tandu is not being brought in by the Psy Sibs fellas. It's being brought in by the psych majors. It's a different aspect of the case. It's a different expertise that's necessary. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Mitam the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is good enough. Why? I don't care whether she has a big smile or a little smile. As long as it's worth the proof, as I must speak. But that's not enough. You have to size up. You have to mishayer. Is there smichas das? So al zeh ne'amar hava min el gemara zekter b'chanan ken zayin there is smichas das for kedushin and no smichas das for mechira. Kamash b'lan, that's not true. There's smichas das even for mechira. So once you say that component of the pshat, even within the ritva, you have to say that, or else the hava min makes no sense as a b'chanan because there's no chiluk. Once you take this notion of the gemara out of the realm of the Maisa Kinyan, not a discredit the Maisa Kinyan, but rather it's in the realm of the Smichas Das. So then the Gemara reads like a charm according to Tosis as well. The fact that there's a Maisa Kinyan, good morning, we know that already. We learned Tosis and Bava Metzia told us, and the Sidis Kesav Al Yod is called the Maisa Kinyan. Great, wonderful. But it could still not be good by Mechira. Why? Because Maisa Kinyan does not suffice. You need a smichas das, you need gemiras das machna as well, and that's what the Gemara was pilpuling according to Tosis as well. So it's mamish identical to the Ritva. Bein lefi Tosis, bein lefi Ritva, the Maisa Kinyan is fine. The Maisa Kinyan is intact for both cases, either mitam hanochi kesel like the Ritva, or mitam nesinus abayis api dibura like the Tosis. But that wasn't even this discussion. We were learning the wrong sugya. We were learning economics. We're supposed to be learning psychology. It's a different sugya legamre. Another pshat to explain the Gemara according to Tosis. That no, the Havamina really truly was to be mechalik between Kedushin and Mechira. And the only way to explain, to understand that Havamina is in the worldview of the Ritva. There's no way to make any sense of this chiluk within the worldview of Tosis, says Rabbi Chanan. This is the Oyeshlam, a different mahalach. No. So how do you defend Tosis? What's the answer, everybody say? Catch this one. What was the Hava Amina was? By Kedushin it works, by Mechira it doesn't work. Why? Because the Ritva is right. What's the Kamash Milan? Kamash Milan is that Tosis is right. So when Rava came the second day back to Yeshiva and he said the second Shiva by Mechira, so the Talmidim realized, hey, wait a second. We thought that yesterday's din was only true based on Hilchus Kedusha, based on Hilchus Ritva. We thought the Mahalach was based on Raki Kesef, and therefore, if it's based on Raki Kesef, it's Taka only true by Kedushin because of the Svarf Tavla Meitav. Then and only then is there a sufficient smile. But by Mechira, you don't have that Raki Kesef because it's not worth anything. So I would have thought that Rava's din taka not true. When Rava walks into Yeshiva Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock and he says the shir again, and he says the whole shir over yesterday's shir, and he plugs in Mechira, so the Talmidim realize we made a mistake. Last night, we misunderstood what the Rebbe said. We spent the whole night chazing the shir. We listened to why you told her 100 times, and we missed the boat. We thought Rava was talking Ritva terminology. No, Kamash Balon, like today's shir, is Megal, that yesterday's shir was nothing to do with the Ritva. The Emes of Shad in Arev is based on Taisus, that's the Sinus HaKasef, and therefore, there's takano chilik between karka and kedushin. So kumter b'chanan in the second beer and turns the kash into a teretz. We thought that Taisus, this gemara didn't bode well for Taisus. No, you're right. The havamina boded terrible for Taisus. That's great. It's always good to be against the havamina. What's much more important is that the maskana is on your side. So until Rabbi Chanan came along, nobody dreamt of such a pshat. Nobody thought the gemara was changing so radically. Havamina. Most guys read. Come on, tell me the truth. You read this gemara in Daf Zayin, and the gemara says, oh, if I would have said Kedushin, I would have said Kedushin. Yeah, I would have said Mamanus. No, Kamash Milan. Did anybody think there was anything radical going on? Come on, between you and me. Tell me the truth. When you're saying the Daf Yomi Shein, Kedushin Daf Zayin, did you say in the Havmi, the Gemara was the Ritva's version of Arev, the Kamash Milan is Taiz's version? Come on, please. Everybody thought the Gemara was just one of these, like, Tzricha says, get over quickly and get to the next two dots and finish, you know, finish the Daf, got to get to the train, don't go to work. That's what most people, you know, are reading through Kedushin Daf Zayin. So Rabbi Chanan in Baranovich, that's why Rabbi Chanan said shia for 5 hours every day. So if you say shia for 5 hours, you could have to spend a lot of time figuring out what the Havmina and what the Maskana was. So we have these two amazing insights into the sugya, two totally different, legitimately different twists on the sugya. What was going on in the Havmina and the Maskana, according to the first version of Rabbi Chanan, what changed was, not really a fundamental change, but you have to insert into the sugya that the issue is not about the Maisekin. The Maisekin was intact. Bein lefi tais, bein lefi ritva. That wasn't the issue of discussion. The issue Chazal were debating was, in addition to the Maisa Kinyan, do you have the proper smichas das? And there would have been a svar lechalik ben kedushin lemechira. Kamash b'ron, you're not mechalik. According to the second beer of Rabbi Chanan, the Havamina was radically different than Maskana. We switched from the Ritva's team, and we concluded with the Taisa's team. So again, Habach Yivcha, two very yusaitistic ways of reading this Gemara, to bring a little bit more of a support to Taisa's. Again, the Rambam, I can't help you with that. I Pasha don't know. If someone can help me with it, I would appreciate it.
When the first shot, the Havamina becomes very strong. Maskana is a little more difficult to understand this. Why Taka is there? Da?
Right, so why is this because Das? Because Lamaistik, I agree to it. He did say it. Right, he did say it. So, you know, it's nice to smart Tava made the Tandu, but Lamaistik, I did agree. Okay, everybody, say any last questions on the Arab Sugya? Okay, let's go to the next Sugya. Oh, next Sugya, wow, okay.